Hey, we're nerds. This is an excerpt from Lunch with the Person Who Dumped You by Raphael Bob Waxberg. The Loaded Weapon Lunch. Are you prepared for this? Do you have a list with bullets ready to go? The breakup was abrupt. Maybe you didn't say everything you wanted to say to each other. Maybe now, with time, you've started to realize all the ways in which you were wronged. I hope you're crafting the righteous indignation in your head, shaping it, sculpting it. What's the sharpest turn of phrase, the cruelest, fastest way to draw blood? When the sparring begins, hang back. Float like a butterfly. Let your opponent use up all the good material, then strike. Remember, the one who laughs last laughs longest. So make sure you laugh last. And when you do, you laugh heartily, but with a detached air of, none of this really matters. I haven't been lying awake at night, staring at the ceiling, regurgitating all this pain coolness. This lunch we'll decide once and for all who is the winner and who is the loser of this breakup. This is the moment you've been training for, the reckoning where at long last justice will be had. The crowd roars, the judge pounds the gavel. O glorious retribution, how sweet thy taste, how bitter thy sting. This will not be pleasant, this lunch, and you will both feel terrible afterward. It will not at all provide the closure either of you had hoped for. But if there is a silver lining here, and you're not sure there is one, it's the assurance that what you had, whatever it was, had weight. It made an impact. You can put to rest the fear that you were a blip in this other person's life, a footnote. What you did was important. You hurt somebody, and somebody hurt you. All right. So I actually read Lunch with the Person Who Dumped You in this collection of short stories written by Raphael Bob Waxberg, entitled Someone Will Love You in All Your Damaged Glory. Now, Raphael Bob Waxberg is the creator of BoJack Horseman, and if you've watched BoJack Horseman, you could have a general understanding of his dark humor or his tragic comedy. And this short story, Lunch with the Person Who Dumped You, is definitely tragic, but it's also definitely a comedy. It's one of the funniest stories in the collection, and I just really enjoyed it. The story presents five scenarios of what could happen if an ex were to reach out to you with an invitation for lunch. And I just found it so funny to imagine myself in that situation where I got the email and I'm just imagining all these possible scenarios. And all of the different kinds of lunches, all the scenarios were written really well and with so much wit. It was just so funny. But for some reason, this was one of my favorites among the five, the Loaded Weapon Lunch, even if it is the harshest one. I just think it's interesting how we do feel like there are losers and winners in a breakup. It could be the person who first found a new partner, the one who looks happiest on social media, who ever got a new job or moved somewhere nice. But how do we even measure if someone is a winner or a loser? What makes someone the winner? Sometimes another person could find a partner first, but then that new partner ends up being a toxic partner. So, like, there's just no way of knowing. And why do we have to? Why do we have to do that? I suppose ego plays a big role in the whole thing because, of course, it hurts when somebody leaves you, and the way to soothe your ego is to make yourself feel like a winner. But like I said, what's the point of comparing your progress when there's no clear metric of success or victory? You just go on your own paths, and there's no way of knowing which is the right path, which is the better one. They're just different paths. And I know a lot of people who don't see the point of a face-to-face breakup, not just because of the pretense or the competitiveness of it all, but because of the other section in the excerpt about the bullet points. You know, it's the loaded weapon lunch. It's literally loaded with bullets to like hit you emotionally. And a lot of people would hate that. Nobody wants to hear how they wronged someone. Nobody wants a list of all their mistakes. And the truth is, no matter how much we think that the other person is at fault, even if we were to list down all their mistakes, they probably have a list against us too. And I also found it funny that part about pretending not to be affected, assimilating this coolness. You know, you spend all that energy thinking about that list, and then when you bring it up, you try to look cool or act like it didn't matter. But that coolness and indifference is just a defense mechanism against the pain. The same way that the anger is also a defense mechanism against pain. You know how when we stub our toe on something and we curse at that object as if it's their fault? Like, it doesn't make any sense, but it's a release. And the loaded weapon lunch was the angriest among all the lunches, but I also think that it could be the most cathartic one. And I know that anger won't do you any good, but you also can't deny that you will probably feel it. And denying yourself or not giving yourself permission to feel what you feel, it just doesn't help. You just have to acknowledge that, yes, you're feeling angry, you're feeling all these negative feelings. And then you sit with them, and then you analyze them, and then you let them go. And one of the other things that you could let go is the expectation of closure. Because a lot of times, relationships will end without closure. Not every relationship can end on good terms. And it's that closing line that packs the strongest punch for me, because it gets to the point of why you're feeling everything that you're feeling in that moment or during the loaded weapon lunch. It's because the relationship meant something to both of you. You meant something to someone, they meant something to you. You had an impact. You weren't just a footnote, or in Raphael Bob Waksberg's words, a blip. And in another one of the scenarios, A Different Lunch, Waksberg describes a different kind of relationship. He says that it was just another thing in a long series of things that happened. And what would you rather have? A relationship that ended on good terms but barely counted? Or a relationship that ended badly, or maybe not in the best way, but because it was just too much to bear if you two weren't lovers, because there was no in between. I think to feel these negative emotions, hurt, anger, resentment, disappointment, so intensely also means you had loved so intensely. I don't think that that's a waste at all. So we're nerds. Here's an excerpt from Lunch with the Person Who Dumped You Once Again.
The Loaded Weapon Lunch. Are you prepared for this? Do you have a list with bullets ready to go? The breakup was abrupt. Maybe you didn't say everything you wanted to say to each other. Maybe now, with time, you've started to realize all the ways in which you were wronged. I hope you're crafting the righteous indignation in your head, shaping it, sculpting it. What's the sharpest turn of phrase, the cruelest, fastest way to draw blood? When the sparring begins, hang back, float like a butterfly. Let your opponent use up all the good material, then strike. Remember, the one who laughs last, laughs longest. So make sure you laugh last. And when you do, you laugh heartily, but with a detached air of, none of this really matters. I haven't been lying awake at night, staring at the ceiling, regurgitating all of this pain coolness. This lunch will decide once and for all who is the winner and who is the loser of this breakup. This is the moment you've been training for, the reckoning, where at long last justice will be had. The crowd roars, the judge pounds the gavel. O glorious retribution, how sweet thy taste, how bitter thy sting. This will not be pleasant, this lunch, and you will both feel terrible afterward. It will not at all provide the closure either of you had hoped for. But if there is a silver lining here, and you're not sure there is one, it's the assurance that what you had, whatever it was, had weight. It made an impact. You can put to rest the fear that you were a blip in this other person's life, a footnote. What you did was important. You hurt somebody, and somebody hurt you.